second period at the 7:30 mark to give UMD a 2-0 lead.
Farley will pick it up off of the wall inside of the Michigan Tech zone. He'll backhand it towards the goal. Goes wide. Cameron Easy gets it back to the blue line. Shot blocked in front. Loose puck in front of the game. Saved by Phillips. Rebound to the net. They score. Oh, they score. The net was coming off. They're going to say that the Husky was putting the net off. 2-0, the score in favor of Minnesota Duluth.
This is a great save by Jamie Phillips there, but there's no chance for him to get back in position for that second opportunity, was there?
No, he got caught, out of the net on that one a little bit. Even the first two goals, they put him in wide open nets, really, just, taking care of the initial shot. And we have to help him out with the rebounds there because there are going to be rebounds on when he's making those tough saves like they are. But a little unfortunate. They took a shot. We blocked it. One of our defensemen blocked it, right. And he turned to look for the puck. He just happened to turn the wrong way. Puck bounced the other way on him, and then we just couldn't recover from there. So, and that was a big goal for them.
So that made it 2-0 in favor of Duluth, and that was the only goal in the second period. Shots much more even, though, Coach, in period number two, 12-10 in favor of UMD. And you liked our play better in that second period.
Yeah, we started to come on a little bit. Obviously, we didn't get trapped in our zone as much, and we had a couple really good opportunities in the period. Tyler Hayne, I know, had a couple, one off a real good line rush, another one on a real nice faceoff where he rolled right to the net, and so everybody parted and just let him walk to the net. So we had some good opportunities in that period. We just couldn't capitalize, and the one power play, we generated a couple shots, but not much.
We go to the third period, and Dylan Stamen gets the Huskies on the board. A big goal for Michigan Tech to get back in this game at the 6:16 mark, his third of the season.
And inside the Michigan Tech zone, Watson hustles back to pick it up. Leaves it there for Stamen. Stamen, a nice pass for Sweeney. And Sweeney, with some room, flips it up. Huskies are onside to the front of the net. Ike trying to catch it. And steered aside there by the goaltender. And now moved to Ben. Tipped in front. Scores! Now the Huskies pull back within one.
Talked to Dylan Stamen after that game and asked him, what was going on there. He just said it was a great shot, and he just got a little piece of it, and nice redirect into the net.
Well, it was. He did a real nice job down low in the corner, and, that line has continued to play well for us. I mean, when you look at the stat sheet, from both games, their best players are all over it. Tononato, Cameron and Essie, Farley. Their best players are all over, but we didn't have Blake Pietto did not have a point this weekend. Mm-hmm. Alex Patan did not have a point this weekend. Tanner Carroll did not have a point this weekend. Reed Sturrows did not have a point this weekend. David Johnstone did not have a point this weekend. So there's still a lot of room for growth on our team. When our best players aren't finding the stat sheet or our top scores, and you find a way to hang around, and especially in the Friday night game, and that was a big goal for us. But that line has really played well. Now we got to get our other guys going, especially offensively, and then this team will even be more dangerous.
As an opposing coach against that line, it's tough to figure them out, isn't it? How do you, you have to have really some really good guys to be able to stop Stamen, Gillies, and CJ.
Well, they're so strong and they're so quick. I mean, they do a real nice job in the offensive zone. They're doing the things that we're asking them to do as coaches, and they can do them. They can pivot off a player and move their feet and get to the net. They're strong. It's hard to get the puck away from them, and they play determined. Then you sprinkle in some speed with a guy like Alex Gillies and obviously CJ, and it's a tough line because they win a lot of races to the loose pucks, and they possess the puck very well. And that's something that we have to continue to do more of as a team. But that was a big goal. Dylan did a real nice job, and then he beats his player to the net, his defensive player, and gets a stick on it. We had another guy in front screening. So huge goal, and now we're into the game. Now the fans finally get into the game. We give them something to cheer about, and our team gets that spark and that lift and that momentum. And now you got a one goal game, and that next shot is important.
And we take a penalty, which really, I think, kind of set us back after that big goal.
Yeah, I did a little bit. Like you said, any you try to get a little momentum, and bang, now you're hit with a penalty. But even having said that, we continue to have a couple real good shifts, and had some good looks at the net.
Well, we did, and that was the Hannanen line, I believe, that had all the pressure down there. You had Hannanen and Les Perrance and Blake Hedela down there really getting some great opportunities. And at the end of that shift is when we got scored on by Tononato.
Well, yeah.
Right?
We did. And even prior to that, like you're talking about the penalty, what happened is we scored, then we go on the power play. you know, and now because we were, creating some pressure and whatnot, and then we take a penalty to negate the 5-on-4 power play. Right. So and then all of a sudden that, now you get that 4-on-4. But after we got back to 5-on-5, we put some pressure. We had a great chance. Yes, and then we had a little bit of a breakdown. Our defenseman decided to go down and pinch. They slipped behind us, and then our defenseman in the neutral zone. Now it's shaping up as a 2-on-1. We have a player coming back who's probably going to catch one of their forwards and make it a 2-on-2, but he doesn't read it that way. He comes flying all the way.
Shot taken there. Fandon Noah's Hannon's stick was lifted up at the last moment. Here come the Bulldogs. 2-on-1. Now a breakaway. Tananano is in. Shoots. Scores. Oh, the Huskies had all the power. Pressure, I should say, down inside of the zone. And a great move by Tananano on the breakaway on Jamie Phillips.
I didn't mean hit the button on either coach.
Well, no, but they just say, had all the pressure. Yeah. And then, our defenseman, our second defenseman in the neutral zone, came way over the boards. The pressure, he didn't even really come to pressure him. He just came way out of position. And they put, Tananano in on the breakaway. And he's a good player.
He made a great move.
Great move on Jamie and made no mistake. And that was, that was a big goal at that point.
That made it 3-1, and that was the end of the scoring. The Huskies fall in the game by a score of 3-1. Final shots 41-26. We did outshoot them in the third period by a 10-9 count. So we played pretty well in that third period.
Well, we did. We create a lot of good opportunities, for ourselves in that third period. We out attempted, I think, 28 to whatever it was. I think like 13. 27-13. We out attempted them in shots. So we were starting to come. We were starting to play well, and finally play with that little desperation. We've seen that a couple times when we get behind or we get our backs up to the wall, then all of a sudden we really play hard, and we play with that urgency that you need. And we talked a lot about that after the game, that that's how you have to start every game. You have to start every game with that sense of urgency. I told them, if we have to put two in the visitor's side to start the game, we'll do that. Even though it's, you don't really want to do that, but just say, hey, just get in your mind where we're behind two starting the game, and then we play hard. But I thought we finished the game well. I thought that was important. Some people ask me about not pulling the goalie, and one of the reasons is, and I didn't want to talk about it before Saturday's game, was I just didn't have a good feel. I did not want to give them another goal. I did not want them to get that fourth goal in an empty net, because sometimes it can be a real killer, just morale
for the next
wise.
Night you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, morale-wise and everything else.
Absolutely.
And I just didn't feel we were possessing the puck and doing enough things to that point to pull the goalie. We still needed two. So if we could have got one, then yeah. But just I just did not want to give them that freebie, so to speak. Yeah. So they're pretty good. They're pretty quick in their zone. So, and that was one of the reasons I did it. But I didn't want to talk about that before Saturday's game.
Sure. Again, going back to the start of the game, when your best guys aren't producing points right now, does that make it harder for them to motivate the rest of the guys? Or for that, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It just seems like if the Pietilas and the Johnstones and all the Tanner Carrolls are scoring goals, they maybe have an easier time of taking the team leadership and getting these guys ready for the start of the game.
A little bit. I mean, your leaders, you're just like having another coach in the locker room.
Right.
So, you've got to be in charge, so to speak, of that team when the coaches aren't around. Now, having said that, when you're not maybe performing or things going out your way, it's hard to worry about everybody else or the other guys. You got to worry about yourself and get your own game in order. And I think that's what you're trying to say. But it's not to say they're playing poorly. It's just saying that, like Alex Patan rings one off the post, gets a great chop in the slot. Tanner had the great shorthanded chance from Mike Neville behind the net. He throws it out to him on Saturday all alone. Blake Pietila showed his speed, drove wide, gets a great opportunity, and had a great opportunity to start the third period, first shift.
Yeah.
Alex Patan feeds him right in the slot, and he blows it over the net.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So it's not like they're not getting opportunities, but when you don't see them on the score sheet, It makes it more difficult for us to have success.
All right, so the final 3-1 on Friday night in front of 3,250 people there, and 41-26 were the shots. Just one power play goal the whole weekend, Coach, and that was on that first goal of the game on Friday night.
Yeah, it was, and I thought we did a much better job on Saturday night than we did Friday night. A couple adjustments, and not that there were a lot of power plays in the game on Saturday. I think each team had three, but overall, I really like our penalty killing and the job we're doing there.
All right, we'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, get your questions in for Coach Pearson by emailing them to me DJ@themix93.com.